It's 4 minutes past 11 o'clock here in the Pacific time zone. You're tuned to the stations of Spokane Public Radio. Welcome to the Piano Bench. I'm Jim Tevenin. Well, a special piano bench because it is, again today, some live performance from our KPBX studio. Good to have you with us today, and good to have with us in the studio Archie Chen and Rona Gouldson Chen. So, first of all, I'd like to welcome Archie. Good morning, Archie.
Good afternoon. Good morning. Nice to be here today.
And we have, again, a presentation today that involves the music of Robert Schumann. So may as well just get right to it. So tell us a little bit about what you're going to be playing.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to be performing the first 10 pieces of Opus 99. Robert Schumann started working on assembling this collection of pieces that were eventually published as the Bunteblätter Opus 99 and the Albumblätter Opus 124 in late 1850. His original plan was to publish the pieces as a single collection, but when the music publisher objected to the Schumann decided to split up the collection. And all the pieces used were works that Schumann had composed in the past and had either not intended for publication or had been rejected for publication with earlier sets of pieces. Many writers have pointed out that several of the pieces had personal associations for the author. For example, the first piece in the collection was a Christmas greeting the composer had composed for his wife, Clara, in 1838. So every time I perform this, I think about, a letter to my wife, Rona. And then the fourth one in particular, I really love. Clara Schumann and Johann Brahms felt likewise because they both wrote very lengthy variations on this exact same piece. The both cycles of variations, by the way, were published at the same time in November 1854, and that was at the time when Robert Schumann had already spent 8 months as a patient in a private hospital. And there are conflicting commentaries, of course, regarding the relationships between, Schumann's final illness and the quality of his last compositions, but I have to disagree with some of the critics who say that the quality of the compositions isn't as good because they're to me, are amazing works of art.
And the pieces that you're going to play with, going to play for us here, first of all, tell us how many pieces are you going to play on this set?
Oh, I'll do the first 10.
First 10 pieces. Now, these are all miniatures.
That's right.
And they are, perhaps the best way to translate the name of the collection is that it's a scrapbook,
yes,
kind of a musical scrapbook of pieces that are on the short side and have all. How would you describe the range of the character of these pieces?
It's more melancholy for sure, in the overall scope of things. It's a darker moods and more reflective, of course.
All right. Well, we look forward to your performance and Archie Chen in our KPBX performance studio, going to the piano, and will play for us this music of Robert Schumann from his collection, the Bunte Blätter, or essentially his musical scrapbook.
Thank you. Thank you.
music of Robert Schumann, played in our KPBX studio by pianist Archie Chen. From the collection that translates to English specifically as Colorful Leaves, Bunte Blätter. It's kind of a musical scrapbook that Schumann put together from the dates ranging from 1834 to 1849. And insofar as the pieces are organized, they are organized in range of difficulty or degree of difficulty from the relatively easy to the really hard. And so that's yes. what we heard there. Mm-hmm. And also, you closed with a piece that's not from that collection.
No, that's from the Opus 82.
Right.
Yes.
Lovely. It's fascinating listening because, on the one hand, the Bunte Blätter give us a real sense of the musical personality of Robert Schumann.
Both
Eusebius and Florestan are definitely both in there.
Yeah.
We conclude with something that's very song-like.
Absolutely. And in the interpretation of this piece, when I was kind of going through it and everything, I was finding a lot of parallels between the love story of Robert and Clara Schumann and myself and Rona. I mean, not to compare ourselves with these epic legends, but because we both beautifully reflect in piano music, and each of them served as an important inspiration and supported each other's composition, just as Rona supports me and we give each other inspiration. Because after all, Robert would not have written much of his great piano music without Clara. On the other hand, Clara would not have composed more than 20 opuses without Robert's encouragement. And the image of Clara permeated the content of Robert's music. Robert credited Clara for providing the inspiration for several of his piano works, and vice versa. So because their lives and music were so intertwined, their creative work exists in a constant relationship to each other, just like how Rona and my life is intertwined, however, in a different way, through teaching and performing, not composition.
There we have it. Well, Rona, the floor is yours.
Hi. It's lovely to see you today, James. Oh, I'm still very moved by that performance there. It was so, so beautiful. I'm equally moved by what you've just said, Archie. That's absolutely true, though, because, there's probably not too many couples that are 24-7 together like us and still survive 15 years of marriage. So
yes, it's a good thing.
Let's not throw in a Brahms in our midst, though.
However, you are going to provide some Brahms for us to listen to now. So
indeed.
let's get on to that. And we're going to go from solo piano to piano four hands for a couple of duets here. Mm-hmm. So let's see. We're having a little technical issue here, but
yes.
Yeah. Well, tell us first of all what we're going to be hearing.
So we'll start with a Brahms Hungarian Dance number 4, which is a very kind of gypsy-like, with a lot of kind of what is that instrument called where they have the two
the cembalon.
The cembalon, exactly. You can hear that all throughout the piece, and then the Slavonic dance, the Dvorak, I picture kind of a rural setting of Slovakia or something like that, with castles and stuff like that, very expansive and lovely with nature and birds singing. And then we'll finish off the program with Moon River, an arrangement by...
We'll pick that up on the other end. We can
get
the arranger on the other end.
Lovely arrangement anyway.
So some nice and quite varied music here, played in our KPBX studio by Archie Chen, joined by wife and musical partner Rona Chen, beginning with the music of Johannes Brahms. Thank you. And a truly nice way to close things out there. Music of Henry Mancini in an arrangement for piano four hands as played by our guests in our KPBX studio today, Archie Chen and Rona Gouldson-Chen. That was great. We had our Brahms going on, then we had our Slavonic dance on Dvorak, and then sort of as dessert, we had that Henry Mancini tune arranged with a healthy, with a goodly helping of some jazz chords along the way. That was great. That was a lot of fun. Well, thank you both for doing this for us.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was great. Well, let's check in with what's happening in the Chen household and what's going to be going on this summer. So any news flashes that we need to share?
Well, actually, you've caught us at a good time. We're literally just about to launch our 15th annual summer show, which obviously we're doing remotely again this year. This is the second year we're doing the remote online shows. And it's 6 hours of shows. It's four in four parts, and it's happening the next 4 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m., this same time as this show, actually. Oh. So, yeah, join in and tune in and have a listen if you like. It's just such a fun thing. We've learned, obviously, we've been putting together concerts and all kinds of events for so many years, but during this pandemic, I suppose we've really had to scratch our heads and figure, how can we make things even more engaging for people? And I think with everything being online, there's such an overload of, you know, stuff happening online. So we're really kind of under pressure to make things even more fun, you know. So there's the whole issue of, I suppose, the pandemic just being so much gloom in the air, I suppose, lately. So there's that aspect. So we try and kind of bring a fun element, some mixing humor with music. So we have all the fabulous piano performances, of course. They just stand on their own anyway. But I think this time we've scripted some really, really fun stuff. And I think Archie has really surpassed himself with his editing skills. I honestly don't know how he does it, but we've really had an absolute blast. It's been the most fun thing I think we've done so far.
So these are locally produced then?
They're produced literally in our own kitchen, you know.
Homespun.
Where all the great ideas start,
yes.
Don't you know?
Yes, and I've growing up, I was a huge fan of the early Saturday Night Live. So a lot of the humor is kind of stems from that kind of New York kind of comedy.
All right. Do you have any land sharks that are involved in that's inside humor for those whose relationship to Saturday Night Live goes way back. All right. Anything else that's new on the musical front for this summer and beyond?
Well, I've actually some interesting news to share. I've had the tremendous privilege of being asked by Archie's former teacher from when he was, you know, a little one all the way up to his college days, Mrs. Mary Toy. She asked me very kindly a few months back to take her studio. And of course, that happens in Kirkland and I'm in Spokane. So I've gotten pretty good at the Zoom teaching and they're absolutely fabulous kids. They're just amazing. So we're actually, you know, we're going to be doing more teaching here in Spokane from the fall. So that's another bit of news. So don't be afraid to reach out to us if you'd like superb teaching for your kids. But yeah, we're putting together another show. So once this Irish one is done, then we've got the Kirkland Mrs. Toy studio to put together. And she's retiring and she knows we're putting together a show and with a few surprises in there. So if anybody out there who has a strong connection or had a strong connection over the years with the lovely Mrs. Mary Toy, you know, wants to reach out and maybe they can come on board and zoom in for that particular event, just contact me. I suppose my email address would be the best way, ronagoulson@gmail.com. Just drop it. It is a private event, but anyone who's you know, had that lovely connection and would love to be.
Many people in Spokane.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Right. Yes.
Very good. Archie, anything that you can add to that mix of what's going to be coming up in the near future?
Well, I guess the kind of saturation of Schumann in my repertoire right now is because of my upcoming concerto performance with the Spokane Symphony, and that's happening in March. So that's upcoming.
Excellent. That,
Schumann Piano Concerto.
That is good news, and that's news indeed. So that is really super. Well, thank you both. Congratulations on all the programs that you're working on and all the great work that you do. And thanks so much for coming in today and providing Schumann and more for us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
And that was our live performance here in our studios at Spokane Public Radio. We're going to have a bit of recorded music to take us to the top of the hour, and it's only fair that we start with music and continue with music of another Schumann, Clara Schumann. This from her Soirée Musicale, her Opus 6, played for us by Veronica Yoakum. Music of Clara Schumann.